Hi there, it's Lisa Berry. I'm a radio DJ who wants to be your radio BFF. I've got some highlights from my show, and if you ever want to tune in, you'll find a link at thelisaberryshow.com. Here we go. You may be a Friends rerun watcher like I am. Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. Just last night, and I'm staring at it thinking, I can't believe Matthew Perry is gone. Do you know the first prayer he ever prayed was in his teenage years? And here's what he prayed. God, you can do whatever you want to me. Just please make me famous. And boy, oh boy, was he. And he came to really regret that prayer. He struggled all during those years of being famous. And it wasn't until he hit rock bottom that he decided to pray again. And he said, God, please help me. Show me that you're here. God, please help me. He was praying that prayer on his knees when the light slowly began to get brighter and brighter. It filled the whole room. He thought, what's happening? And why am I starting to feel better? And he could not hold back the tears. Uncontrollable sobbing. For the first time in his life, he felt okay. He felt safe. He knew he had been in the presence of God. And you know what he said? In a world full of bad news, the very best news is that the Lord can transform and reform the very worst parts of us. Whatever you might be struggling with, turn it over to him, knowing that he makes all things new. Revelation 21:5. Have you ever shook your fist toward heaven and said, God, you are ruining my plans? Only a year later to say, wow, thank you, God, for ruining my plans. Well, maybe you did some purging over the weekend. Doesn't that feel great? But now you've got big boxes of things out in the garage. You're like, where am I going to bring them? I'll never forget when I called some organization to come pick up my donations. And when they got there, they only took some of it and they left the others. I'm like, what? You can't be picky when I'm being generous. But apparently they can. And probably I wasn't all that generous anyway, because I was giving away stuff that maybe wasn't very good. There's a bunch of things that you can't donate. You can't donate mattresses and pillows and baby equipment. So it might be worth a little extra effort just to pick out a charity you want to give it to and then go to their website to see a list of things they want and, more importantly, don't want. I was talking to a friend yesterday who was telling me about their childhood and how critical, super critical, his parents were. And he said, you know what happened as a result of all that criticism? I never stopped loving my parents. I just started hating myself. Could you pray that I quit smoking? Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. That is a prayer request I had when I was a very new believer. And it wasn't until after our prayer time was over that a guy came up to me and commended me for being so honest. Well, apparently this group was pretty straight-laced and none of them smoked or drank or wore bikinis like I did. And as I think back on it, it was that church and those people that really poured gasoline on my faith fire. And maybe they were kind of shocked that I asked them to pray about my smoking habit, but they never showed it. They listened to me. They valued my opinion. In fact, they made me feel like I was a gift to them. And here's my big revelation. My conduct, my smoking was not number one on God's list of things to deal with. Or my drinking, or my beach attire. This group was just sharing the love of Jesus with me unconditionally. But had they made conduct the big deal, I'd probably not be speaking these words right now. I'd probably not be a Christian DJ. I'd have no idea what the power of God is like. But I am, and I did, and I do. What if we make the big deal the unconditional love of Jesus to everybody we meet? Not conduct, unconditional love. I think Christianity would spread like wildfire. I heard somebody say, you know, you spend most of your life inside your own head. Try to make it a nice place to be. If your kids have so many toys that, number one, they can't keep the room clean, and number two, they don't play with them because there's too many and they're overwhelmed, here's the answer. Get rid of them. Now, before you think that that's mean and not feasible, listen to this. Okay, here's the deal. You do three steps. Number one, you bag up all their toys into black garbage bags while they're asleep. Number two, feel free to return any toy they specifically ask for by name. And step three, after 1 month, donate the rest to charity. It's kind of like the Marie Kondo method if Marie Kondo were to ever get really frustrated. Is Lori Loughlin going to be on TV again? You remember she's from Full House and Fuller House and the whole admission scandal. I thought pretty much everybody said she was done, but somebody said not so fast. You're going to find out who coming up. Would you say you're good at forgiving other people? Hey there, it's Lisa Berry. I just saw something on Facebook that made me so happy. I saw an ad for Candace Cameron Bure's new TV network. And right there in the picture below the ad was Lori Loughlin along with five other people who were the actors on this new TV network. Now, I know a lot of people do not want to forgive Lori Loughlin because of her mistakes. Yeah, what she did was really bad. Was she arrogant about her conduct? Yeah, that too. But does it make her offense unforgivable? I guess that's what I'm wondering. Does that mean there's never any forgiveness forevermore? Because it kind of seems that's the way the world treats people who are very public and they fall. I don't know about you, but I have defended my bad behavior on many occasions. I don't know. My heart was warmed when I saw that Candace showed Lori Loughlin mercy and grace and a second chance. And I'm glad punishment for wrongdoing has an expiration date. At least it should. Isn't it hilarious how as parents we buy all these stuffed animals for our kids, but then the toddler announces that he wants to go to sleep with the spatula instead? When is your fire drill scheduled? Hey there, Lisa Berry. Yeah, we're supposed to have fire drills. I just found that out. Kids are like, yeah, that sounds great. Parents are like, what? Well, so here's the cool thing, though. If you, make a map of your house and you're supposed to show the kids, two ways to exit the house in case of a fire. I remember when my girls were learning about fire safety in school, and one day I burnt the meal and there was a big, thick cloud of smoke in the kitchen, and so one of my daughters dropped to the floor and rolled because she had learned stop, drop, and roll. At school, I'm like, okay, that is like so insulting. I'm curious to know if you've ever misunderstood something your entire life, and only now in your adulthood are you aware that you got it wrong. Okay, for me, it's RIP. And since it's Halloween, this is, probably appropriate for this story. That's what people will say on Facebook and stuff when someone passes. And it always hit me funny because I didn't know it stood for rest in peace. I thought it had to do with Jack the Ripper. Because whenever I would see RIP, it was in some scary Halloween scene. And so whenever I would see people posting a comment saying RIP, I'm like, why would you give a hat tip to some evil character like that? I don't know how I figured it out. Maybe somebody explained it to me, or maybe they spelled it out. That's probably what happened. And now I know. I should have known, but I didn't know. So all this to say is if there's something you haven't understood, and maybe you should have your whole life, you got to pass. I'll never forget when I asked my aunt Elaine at Thanksgiving, how do you make gravy? And she's like, what? You don't know how to make gravy? As I shrunk down to a 3-inch high human being, I'm like, no, I don't. I never want you to feel that way. There's a lot of shame that happens between now and Christmas. So I want to save you that. I really do. And I'll tell you, I have searched the world over for very specific instructions on preparing a Thanksgiving meal. I need you to tell me on Monday at 3 o'clock, do this. On Tuesday at 10 o'clock, do this. And guess what? I found it. And not only a schedule, but a menu and a shopping list. There will be no shame for you this Thanksgiving. And please let me send this to you. Just text the word thanks to 888-311-LISA. Text the word thanks, THANKS, to 888-311-LISA. And I will also post it to thelisaberryshow.com. Hi, this is Lisa. What's going on?
I just went to a McDonald's and I was counting my change. I was very hungry, but I didn't have money for food, so I bought me a Diet Coke. And this lady in front of me pays for it, and she sends me this letter. And I just sat there and cried.
Oh, and all you had was a Diet Coke?
Yeah. But it was the thought that counted, you know, because I'm disabled.
Oh.
I just wanted to tell you all and tell the lady, God bless her, and she didn't know how much it meant to me.
I know you want to let your kids follow their dreams no matter what. It's a good parent that does that. Although, my friend Amy said, you know, there are exceptions. She said, I let my kids follow their dreams unless I already paid the registration fee on their last dream. Then they follow that one for 6 to 8 more weeks. See, now that's wisdom right there. Time to wrap it up for today. That's just a little recap of some of the highlights on the show this week. If you'd like to listen to my radio show, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. And if you go to thelisaberryshow.com, click on how to listen. And while you're there, you might even discover how I could buy you a cup of coffee. Thanks for listening.